Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'd like you to join me as we respect our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who speaks to us, well, of the past Olympics. Father, my question relates to the summer months. Did you watch the Olympic Games on TV at all? Did you enjoy that?
Ah, the Games, the Olympics and stuff. Well, I love that. I just couldn't keep my eyes off it in the States. Oh, I mean, day and night, I love that. So gymnastics. But I said, gymnastics. And I got a whole group. I said, do you know why it's called gymnastics? Do you know why we call gymnasium a gymnasium? Because in Greek, this is not Latin. In Greek, gymnos means naked or nude. Period. In the dictionary. So where they had sports or events in that particular style, that was called gymnasium. There were sports done in that way. And a gymnast was a person who did sports in that way. That's where you have gymnasium from.
So you like sports, do you?
Oh, yeah, very much. Light sports, not, you know, stupid old football. Cracking people's heads with metal and that's a garbage. But real light stuff, real light, you know, swinging on the things there. I want agility and, ooh, that's so beautiful.
World. Did the Romans have a thing about sports at all?
Oh, they did. Oh, certainly. You can read it.
What is word sport?
You know, when sports comes, I'll tell you right now. Sports comes from sporta, which in Latin means a basket. So they had like basketball, where you had to get the ball in the basket. So that's where you get sports from. No one knows anything because they don't know Latin. I mean, Cicero, they all talk about sports and everything. And
so Cicero spoke about sports in his letters?
Letters, they wouldn't come up in letters so much, but I mean about the ancients and about the Greeks and about the Olympics, they all talk about those things, you know, and about famous men, famous boxers in antiquity, and they would repeat these things. The Romans would repeat this stuff.
So what's the origin of the Olympics?
Well, Olympus is the mountain there, you know, Olympus Mountain. The gods were on the top of Olympus, and it was on the base of this mountain a few miles away where they decided to celebrate the first games. And that's why I got Mount Olympus, that you get the Olympics, came from the neighborhood of Mount Olympus.
So the Latins learnt from the Greeks.
Oh, heaven's sakes, about everything, just about everything. Mm. Just about everything. At least got an inspiration or impetus, you know.
How would the average Latin, well, obviously the educated Latin, write about something like the Olympics? If he had to write, hello, dear Veronica.
De ludis, lusibus, and different things. They'd write about the games. And the other day I came to the office. I was talking about, you know, the agility of some of these people, like the Chinese, some of those people on those rods and all those wires and all that other stuff. Got it. And I said, named Pernicitas, which I haven't used in 40 years. And it came into my mind just like that. Pernicitas, which is nimbleness, agility. We opened the dictionary and all the examples, the nimbleness of horses, the nimbleness of people in the race. So here you are, a description of the Olympics. Pernicitas,
but we say pernicious, which means...
Yeah, no, that's a completely different word. No, don't get into that. That's a different... No. No, that's a different word. This is pernix. Hmm. Pernix was agile, you know, and pernicitas. And I said, look at these glorious examples about people running maxima pernicitate with the greatest agility. I said, well, the Romans, and they had all this stuff.
So you were glued to your screen. Say you wanted to write me a postcard about the Olympics from the States.
I've been glued to the screen.
Dear Veronica, I've been glued to the screen for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, screenio televisifico, iam totus adheresco. I'm stuck to the television screen.
Okay, would you tell me why?
His dievus totus adheresco, ut quantum possum ludos olympicos... exhauriam vel experiar. I may experience the games as far as I can.
This present Pope, have you ever had to translate something he said about sport?
Yeah, once or twice. Yes, I really don't remember. Way in the beginning something.
But it's easy to do. I mean, the language.
Oh yeah, we have all the terminology there. It's not like, you know, what do they call those terminal cells? Now what do they call those?
Stem cells.
Stem cells. That's another story.
How do you translate stem
cells? I don't know how to translate stem cells. I don't know. I don't know what they are to translate them.
It's impossible.
I mean, you can once you tell me what it is. You see, but don't worry about that now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sports, we have all that stuff a million times over. Cicero has a description of two boxers. It's glorious. And he says, and you'll see one of the boxers stretches his whole body and takes a deep breath so that a punch may come more vehemently. Quo fiat vehementior colophus or something like that. And he describes his boxer. Well, Cicero was there. He saw
and
it.
Stretching his body, a boxer.
You know, to get up all your energy. And
so
then,
how'd you say that?
Boom, boom, intendebat intended corpus. He stretches his body, et ducit animum, and he draws a breath. Quo ictus is the word. Quo fiat ictus vehementior. So that the punch may be more vehement. I said, what? This is as clear as you get on television today. In Cicero's
Latin. Drawing your breath is animus.
Well, like, animum ducere, let's say, to take and draw a breath.
It's like soul. It's the word Italians use for soul.
Animam would be soul. Animus is breath. Ah, we have all that stuff. It's delightful. Absolutely delightful.
Have you ever done any sports?
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, we had to as young people in the seminary, football and all that.
How do you say football in Latin?
That's hard because if you, as we understand football or soccer, folis calciumque ludus, it's a game of the ball and your ankle or your heel. Well, it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. But I like swimming, oh, heaven's sakes.
Swimming.
Oh, yeah, natatio, natare, no nare. Oh, heaven's sakes, I'm into that. I was a vehement fan of it about 7-8 years ago. Then I had a school. I just can't find the time. But I'm going to pick it up in my old age.
How do you say pick it up?
Pick it up. Ripetam. Natationem senex ripetam. Natationem swimming. Senex as an old man. Ripetam. I'll go back and get it.
And a big thank you there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's very own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.